afternoon, everyone. This is Sonia with Honest Dialogue, and today my guest is going to be Christabel from Kinder Jazz. I'm not sure how much of you guys know about Kinder Jazz, but it is an acoustic swing orchestra for kids basically from 0 to 12, I do believe. But he's going to explain more about that when he gets on. So let's give Christabel a welcome, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. It's a sunny day in Sydney, Australia.
It is, and you know what? I am so sorry. They did not tell me that you were a female, and I introduced you as a male, and I am so sorry.
Yes,
he didn't make that very clear. How do you say your first name?
Christabel.
That's what I thought. Okay, and I did say that right. And it's sunny there.
Yes.
We got rain here. We got rain here. I'm in North Carolina, so it's kind of nasty.
Oh, wow.
But tell me a little bit about yourself first, and then we'll kind of move into Kinder Jazz.
I'm a mom of 3 children. Well, they're in their 20s now. And Stephanie Miles and Imogen. I've become a professional musician. My husband David's a professional musician. He's the lyricist and composer for Kinder Jazz. And when we first had our first baby, we wanted to take her to all these live shows that we had grown up with, and there weren't any for children, under the age of 5. There was no live music, and we actually took her to a live show, and it wasn't live at all. It was a backing tape, and people were miming. They were in, fluffy animal costumes, miming to backing tape. We could hear a band, but it wasn't on stage. It was canned, and she wouldn't even stay in the room. She kept running out, putting her hands over her ears, because she'd actually been brought up on the real thing. We'd taken her to festivals and things, and, even in the womb, David was playing in an orchestra, both jazz and classical. So, she knew the difference, and we were really searching for something for our own children. And then we realized that there wasn't anything for their entire generation, and really that was the catalyst for Kinder Jazz. We thought we'd do something about it, and what better way than a huge 12-piece jazz orchestra with all the instruments.
Now, how long have you been doing this, or your husband and
since
you? I don't know, you play?
Since 1997, believe it or not. Yes, I'm a pianist.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, have you noticed your kids, you said they're older, are they musically talented also?
All of them are marinated in music, I'm glad to say.
Oh, wow.
They haven't chosen music as their career, but music's a big part of their lives.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about where you play, the type of music I know is jazz. What are the different types of instruments? Because some people aren't very familiar with orchestra, which I know sounds crazy, but some people listen more to country or, different genres. So tell us a little bit about...
There's 4 percussion, four backline, piano, double bass, drum kit, and congas, Latin percussion. And then the front line is 3 saxophones, 2 alto and 1 tenor, a trombone and 2 trumpets. And we've got a male and female singer, and that makes up 12.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. I've never,
so
I have heard of Kinder Jazz.
It's just a wonderful sound because you hear all the harmonies.
Oh, I should have had you guys bring some music on that we could have heard you play. Not necessarily all of you play together, but like a recorded, sound.
Well, you
that would have been nice.
Yeah, you could listen to us on iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon. We're also on. We've got our own website, kinderjazz.com, KINDERJAZZ. I'll send you some music.
Oh, that would be great. I have a 7-year-old.
That would be fantastic. They would love it.
Yeah, and I haven't really. How can I say this? I should have provided a wider variety of music for them as they grew older. Now, my middle child, she's 13, and she plays the cello in school.
Oh, wow.
And she likes the orchestra. She doesn't like bands,
yes,
but she likes orchestra music. And so
yes.
She likes that. So So I do have one that is more into that type of that type of music.
Everyone's different. It's not a classical orchestra. We sing songs that are country. We sing songs that are, you know, pop and ballads. There's all sorts of genres, bebop and swing and, you know, just every. We actually even got an opera song, which is pretty spectacular.
Now, I've seen where you actually performed at the Sydney Opera House. How was that? I think
yes.
That was very neat.
Oh, that was unbelievable. There was
I can
strollers
imagine.
Everywhere, up the stairs and in the foyer. We did three shows a day. We sold out 30 concerts at the Sydney Opera House. That was actually, you know, after we did that, we thought, yep, this is going to go down really well.
How many does the Sydney Opera House hold? I'm sure it holds quite a few amount of people.
Oh, yeah, it's 1,200, I think, altogether. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Now, see, I'm not very familiar with, of course, things in, or buildings and a lot of different places in Australia, of course, because I'm not from there. It's very pretty, though, from just looking at pictures.
It's gorgeous, and it's right on the harbour. You know, there's always blue skies and boats. The harbour's just visually just stunning, and it was a huge privilege for us. But we've done. I mean, we're not. You know, we don't get booked for children's parties, obviously, because there are so many of us. But we do the bigger festivals. The international jazz festivals, and we do family fun days. IBM actually booked us once for Taronga Park Zoo, which is also on the harbour, and they booked the entire zoo out for their employees and their families, and they had kinder jazz play for about 5 hours in the zoo, and that was really fun.
Now, have you made CDs? Or are they available?
Yes,
have
we have.
Thought about that?
We've actually had 7 albums. We've recorded 7 albums, and we're ready to do our 8th. And every single CD introduces children to a different type of music and something. We really want children to have a huge variety because we realize, you know, no two children are the same. They can be born into the same family and they don't like the same things, you know. It's really individual that taste, and we don't cater for one size fits all. That's why it's a big band, because children like all different instruments and different types of rhythms and music.
Now, are you all family, or is it just people that you came across, or...
We're all
about?
Professionals, so I've hired professional musicians, the best of the best, people who are really virtuosos in their field, who've got their own bands, who travel the world with their own bands, who are already established musicians, and we only come together to play with kinder jazz. So it's really special. It's like a super band.
Oh, that's so neat. Now, are the CDs available here in our states, in the United States, or...
Yes,
is it
Amazon.
We can get them online, I know.
iTunes, yes.
Okay.
I think CD Baby is the main one. iTunes as well. I'm sure they're in some stores, but I'm not sure where. They're in about 42 different stores. You might have to just Google them.
Google it.
Kinder
okay.
Jazz, and you'll get something. But you can always send out for it online, and they'll post it out to you.
Now, do you do this for a living, or have you got another job,
yes.
Or is this something
this
you do?
This is it. We're professional musicians. This is what we do every day. We've all gone to college and studied music. It's not something that, you know, we just happened upon. It's very deliberate. We recognize that you know, we've actually gone to schools and for our primary schools and elementary school level, we've played to 10-year-olds in a concert hall in their school and held up a trumpet and said, "What's this instrument?" They don't know. They'll say guitar. They don't know.
Yeah, my kids.
And how would they know
if
they've never seen live instruments? Yeah, and I think that's really sad. Because music's how we express ourselves and express our inner being. Even you know, visual art, it actually expresses music, or poetry expresses music. Music is actually the deepest part of us.
I agree.
We're born to, you know, to hear it and enjoy it and express ourselves through it. It's beyond words, and every child needs that.
And see, I feel kind of bad because I haven't opened my home up to a whole variety of music. I feel like I should now listening to you. I feel like I should make sure, especially the youngest. The oldest have already probably got their mind kind of made up, but the youngest hasn't. And so I know I had a musician on.
I think it's never too late. I mean, we realize at Kinder Jazz you do have, you know, the earlier the better, because children can hear in the womb. At 20 weeks in utero, your auditory system is fully functional. That's the first part of your brain that works. And,
oh, I agree.
And
because,
when you think about
yeah.
it, your sight doesn't work till 7.5 months later after you're born, and even then it's hazy for a few weeks. You know, in the natural, you are an auditory being, and we shut our ears off. You know, we don't listen to any kind of quality. We're visual. With all the screens, we're becoming more and more visual. And the problem with that is that it's, you know, all your other senses shut off because they're not being used. Your taste and touch and smell. We're multi-sensory beings, and music actually speaks to that multi-sensory child. You know, children are magnificent. There's no one type of intelligence. There are lots and lots of different types of intelligences and different types of talents and different types of passions for children. They're human beings, and they require, you know, we play to that magnificence. We never dumb it down.
I'm going to have to listen to you guys. I'm going to have to go online and find some of your music. Or you said you would send me some, which would be great.
Yes, I would. Just
that way I
send
could...
me your, yeah, through email me or through Michael Stover. Just send me your details and I'll post you some.
That would be great, especially for my little one, see if she likes it. Hopefully she will. I want her to definitely have a variety. And I feel kind of bad for not, because I do believe, you know, there are some studies that say classical music and things like that make your child smarter. I wouldn't know, but I mean, that's just what I've read. Do you think that may be true, that music can kind of...
That's absolutely true. The children respond to rhythm and harmony and melody in a really spectacular way. I've worked with kids who are slow readers, who are dyslexic, who've got ADHD, who've got autism, and they all, you know, their cognition is enhanced hundredfold with music, with quality music. You know, not two notes repeated ad nauseum every 8 bars. That just shuts your brain down, you know, because growing brains hate to be bored. They children want something that they can get their teeth into. And, you know, they want human... They want to feel something that's real, something that's organic. It's like you know, takeaway food and real food. When you go to the supermarket and you've bought something that's been pre-frozen, it's never going to taste the same as the real thing.
Yeah, you're right.
And these Kinder Jazz musicians, we take great pains to actually record it in real time. Everything is, you know, most of the time it's recorded live, so you get that liveness to the energy of it. It's really quite different to everything on the planet. We're unique in what we do. It's all original music. It's not something that's rehashed, and you know, they're not covers. It's written specially for children, and there's a huge variety, over 300 songs for children in all different genres. It's a really wonderful thing to be a part of.
Now, you never thought about coming to the States, or was that something that you just
decided
not
to do? We
would
love to. I think Kinder Jazz has been, you know, it's old enough now to leave home. and we're working on... It's not easy bringing a big band, you know, traveling with a big band. It costs a lot of money.
I can imagine.
So we're ready.
Money's kind of hard, though. I mean, yeah, I can imagine it does take a lot of funds to have 12 people travel together, especially
but there are so
with the
many
flying.
Festivals that bring out, you know, huge stars, and they pay a huge amount of money. When you think of all the jazz festivals and, you know, even the blues festivals, we play a lot of
blues. Have a lot here. We have a lot of jazz festivals
and they bring
blues
out,
festivals here.
You know, they will pay for a good artist. And I always tell, you know, these organizers, if you bring Kinder Jazz out, you're going to actually get an audience. You're going to double the audience because women and children are going to be there.
Well, yeah, because a lot of the things that we don't go to because we can't take our children.
Yes, yeah. And it's going to open up like a whole new field of and you need children there. They're the next generation's audience.
Yeah, when we go, they're going to be left. And so I would definitely, you know, the United States definitely, I'm not going to say they don't have intelligent children because, of course, we do. But compared to some of the other countries, our education system is nowhere near what it should be. And so I think parents need to tap into things at home to help.
Yes. I think you've nailed it on the head. And, you know, as a mother and a parent, you know that the thing is the Industrial Revolution created the schools and it created the middle class. You know, because of all the work that was around with all the factories and stuff, people were able to earn their own living and buy houses and property and whatever and become the middle class. With this revolution of technology, it's actually getting rid of jobs. We don't realize that, you know, all those jobs are disappearing. The middle class is going to disappear, and anyone who's not a creative thinker, who hasn't done any creative art in their schooling, is going to be left behind because they won't be able to think for themselves. They won't be able to solve problems. This generation is going to, you know, kids your daughter's age, they're going to have 14 careers in their lifetime. And 95% of those jobs haven't been invented yet.
That's kind of crazy.
And they desperately need music because it actually strengthens your brain. It you know, musicians have got more connections in their brain than even the, you know, the highest level mathematicians. And the thing about music, it's fun. You find something you like and you dance around the room. It's just fantastic. You know, it makes you feel good.
I was going to say it's also a mental release. It's a stress reliever. It's
it has
been proven to.
You know, they actually say that music, you know, if you're a musician, you've got 80% less chance of a heart attack and 50% less chance of cancer because your brain's so alert. You know, you could hear some music and you could be singing it to yourself, you know, 3 months later. Your brain's constantly working, but the music's twofold. It relaxes you at the same time. It's, you know, there's nothing in the entire universe that's like it. And it's underutilized. Parents don't realize, you know, that it doesn't cost a lot of money. You just have to access, you know, playing Kinder Jazz CDs. Give your children the whole range. It'll teach them all the instruments and everything. It's not a prescriptive thing where we say this is a trombone. Our trombonist once got up in a concert and the feather, one of the feathers from Jessica's boa, our female singer's boa, floated up in the air, and he kept the feather in the air on his solo.
Oh, wow.
It brought the house down. It's become like the Kinder Jazz trick now. But, you know, you can only do that in a live atmosphere. You can't do that with a backing tape.
Well, that's why I was going to say, I think that technology is great. We can use it. But I think we overuse it. And I think that
Sure. When you outsource your brain to Google, what are you doing, really? You're not thinking for yourself. And the thing is, it is so good. Like, it is so easy to do that. And technology is getting just better and better and better. But we're not using it to get better. We're actually using it to get dumber, really. It's not the technology, it's the way we use it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like my children, I mean, I feel guilty a lot because I've bought them cell phones that they own, and they're on them half the time, and half the time they're not. Definitely not looking at anything that's educating them. It's more along the lines of, what is it, the Kick and the Instagram and and all these apps that have come out, and they're definitely not positivity. I mean, they're negative most of the time. And so I do feel like
it's for someone to update your status, and you're waiting for
some
comment
Yes.
It's very stressful. It produces the most stress. I mean,
I would think so.
Suffer from anxiety.
That's I never thought about it like that, but you're right, because you're constantly waiting. Like when I'm on Facebook and I'll make a statement or I post something, because I usually use my Facebook now more as a career, because I also write.
Yeah.
So I'm an author, and so I use it for that purpose. And but I have found myself, like you said, waiting to see who responds. Like, is she going to respond? Because if she does, then I need to send her a book, or I need to, you know, do this.
Mm.
It's like you wait, and you're probably right. It probably does cause more anxiety. Instead of just saying it's okay.
I teach to teenagers, and they're, you know, some of them take their phones into the shower in a Snaplock bag, and I'm thinking, you're addicted.
Oh, my God.
In places like Korea, they've actually got, you know, addiction centers for rehab because of these teenagers that can't actually get off. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
my. That's a different problem. They've obviously got other things. It's down to balance. The phones aren't bad. Phones are good. But when you're out of balance and you do that and you miss out on life, you know, people don't walk. They don't, you know, kindergarten kids, they don't skip, but, you know, all these little things that we take for granted, and all those motor, you know, parts of your brain need to be engaged, you know, for language.
And you can do that to music.
We've got alphabet songs, and, you know, it's Glenn Miller meets Sesame Street. It's really entertaining. And it's a lot, and it's funny. George is our lead singer, George Washing Machine. He's so funny. The parents love him because he's just cracking jokes all the time. But the kids love him because he's silly, and that's how he engages like all those different age groups. There's you know, so much of our life is compartmentalized into, you know, six to 9 year olds and 9 to 12 year olds, and you know. When do we get to talk to, you know, the other age groups? We're so institutionalized now. You know, 5-year-olds have diaries where you've got to, you know, ring someone and organize a play date. You can't just turn up because everyone's so busy.
See, it makes me glad.
Downtime?
There is none for most parents, because I think back in, you know, I don't want to say the old days, but before I was, you know, I'll be 40 this year. Mm. So for me, it was when my grandparents and stuff were raised, they were able to stay at home with their children. And so
now you
have single
thing,
families
and
now the mothers are working and everybody's working. They come home and it's rush, 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 rush. And there's no time to sit down and actually spend as a family. And
I want to validate those parents because they're doing the absolute best for their children.
They are.
But the one thing that Kinder Jazz can do for them is that it introduces children to music surreptitiously, you know, without even saying, well, this is good for you. You just play the music and they get
it. Being creative.
Something in their brain happens. Like, for instance, we did a live show in the Powerhouse Museum, and it's a science museum in Sydney. In the city, and there was a 6-year old boy, David, who was brought to the museum to be dropped off to his godmother, who worked at the museum. And we were doing this big show, and it was sold out. And the parents had come, and he was severely autistic. He was mute. He made lots of noises, but he couldn't talk. And he held this huge fish dictionary, like right close to his chest. It was kind of bigger than him. It was hardcover dictionary, and he was obsessed with fish, as many, you know, autistic kids, they get obsessed with one thing, and you know, they know everything about that one thing. Anyway, this is someone who used to scream, you know, for 3 hours if you just close the car door too loudly or something like that. Oh, wow. It'd be all over. And he came into the hall where we'd just finished rehearsal, and his mother was apologizing, and his dad was saying, oh, he really hates music. You know, he'd start screaming. And I said, oh, you won't hear him. Like, leave him if he wants to stay. Yeah, because he really wanted to stay. And I said, I don't mind. It's sold out, but just, you know, I'll get you some chairs and you can sit in the front. Well, David stood next to the drummer, and we started the show, and it was an hour-long show, and he stood for a whole hour, and he didn't move. And everybody in the room was bopping, you know, because jazz is boppy. You know, it's got a really infectious beat, and we did all the Latin stuff, and he was just mesmerized by the drums. And afterwards, his dad was bawling his eyes out. Literally after the first song, he rushed to his mum and he gave her the dictionary, and then he rushed back and stood next to the drummer. And after the show, his dad was crying and then his mum was teary, and I thought that our drummer had said something and there was misunderstanding. I was wondering, like, what was wrong, and I rushed over from the piano to fix it. And what he did was he went to our conga player, Aiko Chris, and he pulled him down to his level, and he looked straight in his eyes and he said, when you play the drums, it makes me happy. And then we were all bawling our eyes out because that was the first
sentence
he'd ever said. He had never spoken before, and he was 6 years old. And within that 1 hour, something had unlocked in his brain. That's the thing, like listening to music organizes your neurons. You know, neurons have, when they're born, they've got 28 days to find a job. And if they don't find a job, they're killed off by the brain because the brain has to be so efficient to run all the autonomic parts of you. You know, your digestion, your, you know, replenishing, like skin only, you know, every 2 weeks you grow new skin. And, you know, there's only your breathing, your respiratory system. All of these things happen without, you know, your conscious mind even realizing. And your brain never sleeps, like the subconscious. You know, you never stop breathing. All of this stuff's happening, and to label kids as slow learners or something, that's just ignorance.
I think that mental health, I worked with it for about 10 to 11 years, and we are very quick to diagnose. And I believe, you know, that's a lot of why I got out of it. I believe that they think everything's fixed with medication, and for some people you may need it. I mean, they really may, but there are those that, there's other avenues that you can take, though. And when you're in mental health, you overuse it, exactly. And so it's definitely interesting.
David went on to become a jazz pianist. He went on to go to mainstream school. He finished his final year. He's obsessed with jazz harmony, absolutely obsessed, as only an autistic boy can. But he hasn't got any autistic symptoms anymore. He's not even on medication. This is someone who, at 6 years old, was spreading feces on the wall and screaming.
That's amazing.
He was in a nappy, you know, a diaper.
That's
and he developed,
that's a great story.
You know, music developed his brain. And music, like, you know, it's no point growing neurons if they don't have a job. They need to be, it's like, you know, a computer. It needs to be coded into a program, otherwise it's useless. And music, they found that music organizes your brain. It orders it, you know, gets rid of the chaos and organizes it. So if you're under a huge amount of stress, it actually can switch off the stress mechanism, which all of these special needs kids, their fight or flight is on all the time. And can you imagine the damage it's doing to their you know, digestive systems and their ability? You know, a lot of them have got allergies because you know, their repair mechanism just doesn't work, because you can't actually be in protective mode and repair mode at the same time.
Well, we don't have
because
too much longer.
Your brain's shut down.
And I want to continue that conversation because I feel very strongly about mental illness and music together is a great combination. But I want you to make sure that you go ahead and let them know one more time where they can find your music.
It's kinderjazz.com, KinderJazz.com, and you can get it on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby. They're the biggies, but it's everywhere. So it's easy to get. It's $15 a CD because it is a big band, and it's probably the best money you'll ever spend for your children, because honestly, it changes them, and they'll never go back to wanting anything less than something really high quality.
Well, I thank you so much for being on the show, and I hope to hear from you guys soon, okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you so much.
All the best. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Now, as you guys seen, Christabel is awesome. I mean, it sounds like Kinder Jazz can do a whole lot for the children that definitely have some mental issues, maybe. Even those that don't, I actually feel kind of guilty because I haven't, like I said, provided my children with such a wide variety of music. Makes me want to make some changes in my home. So I hope you guys learned a lot from the show today and took something away from it, and I'll be seeing you Friday. Thanks. You guys have a great night. Bye.